element that inspires us practice exercise. Health is always a good reason to practice some sport. It's the most important reason, because practice some sport and feeling a reconfort and spiritual reconfort. In other hands, it's for people, it's a kind of reflex of life. People that practice sport always had a different attitude in the life. For others, is practice sport is a philosophy of life, for it's very important. Exist two other factors, like aesthetical, but overall, is the most important is health. People practice sport for health. In the beginning, children are interested in sport because for them, the sport is part of the game. This is their language, no? For children, athletics is like a hero, no? Some Adam says about this.
I love sports. I've loved them from the time I was a young man. I loved them even though I didn't grow up in a sports family. I think I fell in love with sports because I saw it as honest. If you can produce, you get to play. And it was that simple. I come to you today to talk to you about maybe an importance in sports that we haven't recognized before. I have been able to do a ton of things because of sports. I was able to represent my university. I was able to become an All-American. I won watches. I was in magazines. And all of that pales when we talk about the importance of what could be in sports right now. Historically, there's been four ways by which we raise men in this country. In the home, in the church, in the military, and in sports. Cultural changes have changed the mix on the importance of how those things work. In the home, right now, one-third of American children, about 15 million children, grow up in a home with no father. That's a lot of young boys growing up without a daily example of manhood in their home. In church, census tells us that less than 20% of American citizens go to church, attend a church service on a regular basis. And if social trends in America follow Europe like they usually do, by 2025, the number could be 12 or 13% of American citizens attend a church service on a regular basis. Because of technology, cyber advancement, the current administration's desire to bring the number of active military down to its lowest point since World War II, 80% of applicants to the military get turned away. Not raising a lot of men in the military either. What we're left with is sports. Could be the last bastion by which we give the characteristics and the virtues with which we raise men in sports.
We say that. Adam said that sport inspires children, principally. For children, it's very important sport. I have that testimony of the teenager that disordered. How is it important for him, the sport in his life?
15-year-old Tristan Wilmot is not your typical basketball player.
I've been practicing all my life for this.
On the first day of tryouts, when I saw Tristan come in, I thought he was somebody's little brother.
Tristan is now playing on his high school basketball team for a second year.
Making a basket was my goal in each game.
Tristan has an extremely rare chromosomal disorder called Mullibury-Nannyism. It's a form of dwarfism that impedes growth and also affects the muscles, liver, brain and eyes. It can lead to premature death in patients who experience severe complications, such as a heart infection.
They knew right off that he was small, and they actually found it by accident.
By that point, Tristan was in a fight for his life. His mom had prepared him for the worst.
They had sat me down and said that I needed to look at quality of life versus quantity.
But then he turned a corner after what should have been the last trip of his life.
They really, I don't think, gave him more than a few months, so we did the Make-A-Wish trip to Florida. And he really hasn't been sick since.
Now, 10 years later, Tristan credits his grit for helping him soar.
I didn't get tired because I knew I wouldn't give up.
Children so were inspired for people that practice sport. But in the future, children living in a city, in many places, in schools, cities, where they need to motivate to become an adult sport people. This is the ideas on many governments or Department of Health around the world. Because then adult people stop to practice sport. So it's very important for many reasons. For someone, for shape, for physics, for others, for health. Anyway, practice of sport had many motivation, but the most important, the principal, is health. Around the world existed many cities that inspired practice sport. Principally, places close to the beach. No, this is the case of Washington D.C.
But not only is it the nation's capital, but Washington D.C. also seems to be the capital for healthy Americans. D.C. was ranked the fittest city in America for the third year in a row by the American Fitness Index. It's the 9th annual list by the American College of Sports Medicine and the Anthem Foundation. D.C. scored especially high marks on park-related expenditures, spending more than 3 times the goal amount for cities. More than 96% of people in the community live within a 10-minute walk of a park. The area also received high marks for low smoking rates, diabetes deaths, and cardiovascular disease deaths, and positive mental health. Not far behind was Minneapolis, Minnesota in second place, and Denver, Colorado, which ranked first in personal health, coming in third. Regardless of where your city ranks, the index uncovered a positive nationwide trend, an uptick in overall Americans exercising. Nearly 77% of Americans reported exercising in the past 30 days. That's up about 12% from the year before. Walter R. Thompson, chair of the AFI Advisory Board, said that's a huge increase. Usually we will see a 1 or 2% increase. Way to go, America. For Newsy, I'm Matt Moreno.
In USA, in America, Washington D.C. is the most important capital of the sport. It's followed for Los Angeles, where many, many people practice some sport. But it exists places like New York that inspire to run, to practice some sport, yoga, anyway. Central Park is the perfect place for a run. So every day you see a lot of people practice some sport close to the area of Central Park. It's amazing. But after this inspire of people practice sport, I have a question. Is people that had a good education practice most sport that poor people? Because in poor areas, it's possible to say that people don't have a regular practice of some sport. Some countries, poor country, they are not popular for practicing sport. So I had the idea that a more education is more practice of sport. So this is important. This is the importance to the educate and to people in sport. Because the sport, it's life. It's sport, it's health.